Nancy Martini is no stranger to working with men. She grew up on a ranch, working cattle, riding, and roping.
From whenever I was a little kid, I was always doing what the men did. And then as I got older and rodeoed and into the producing rodeos, I've always worked with men.
So it never occurred to her that she couldn't build her own saddles, something that men, cowboys, usually do.
But I've had people ask me that. They think it's you have to be big and strong and tough to build saddles, and you don't. You have to have a sharp knife.
And you need an artistic eye for carving and stamping designs into the leather.
It's more of a finesse thing than a strength. If you're trying to overpower your leather, you're probably going to get in a wreck. You know, you've probably haven't done it right.
Martini etches the spine of a flower stem into the leather.
Like here at the start, I'll hit it pretty hard, and then I want that to look like there's some contour to that petal.
Martini has already put down half of an elaborate pattern of scrolling flowers and leaves that seem to rise out of the leather. It's a skill she began to learn when she was a teenager, watching her dad tool leather.
So when I was 15, I talked him into helping me get started tooling. And then I kind of took his tools and I made myself a belt. And of course, my friends at school, they had to have a Western belt, and kind of started just like that.
She did belts and purses, little things, for quite a few years. Then she met one of the best saddle makers around, Dale Harwood. Her husband at the time had some of Harwood's saddles, and he convinced Harwood to make Martini a tree. That's the skeleton for a saddle, what all the leather gets attached to.
I'm sitting here with this tree. Well, I guess Dale decided that he didn't want me just to ruin this tree, you know, and we conned him into helping me through my first saddle.
Martini had tooled saddles before, but she'd never built one. So she'd work on the leather design at home, and then she'd go to Harwood's shop for advice.
He'd walk me through things, and I'd make little notes, and then I had my little notebook after I got through this first saddle.
That notebook became her holy grail of sorts.
I got my nerve up, and I started on the kid's saddle and look at my notebook, and when I'd get in a real wreck, I'd call Dale, and when he had time, he'd help me, and I'd get through. Well, I got them saddles built, and then somebody would say, well, hey, why don't you build me a saddle?
That's how Martini got into the saddle-making business. Now, some 20 years later, her customers usually find out about her by word of mouth. She doesn't have a shop. She lives and works in the Pocimaroy Valley near May, Idaho, on a ranch that's been in her husband's family for 120 years. We head out to a drafty old barn where she stores her saddle and the one she's made for her family. She swats a mouse off her saddle as she explains that most of her customers are ranchers, cowboys, cowgirls, who call this land home.
I guess that's probably part of my success as a saddle maker and why men don't hesitate to order a saddle from me. Because a lot of the people that order saddles from me know me, or they know of me enough to know that I can rope a little bit. You know, when we're talking about horns, I know what we're talking about and fitting your horse.
Many of her saddles are simple, with the rough part of the leather exposed with a tiny bit of tooling. They're meant to be ridden. Others have silver and intricate flower designs.
I want a plain saddle to be considered beautiful as well as a full-flowered saddle. So if someone says, oh, your work is beautiful, I want that to mean all of the work. I hope that's what it means. That's what would be my goal.
Martini's constantly working on other projects as she builds saddles. She makes shaps, bridles for horses, and lately, purses. Martini may work in what many would consider a cowboy's profession, but she says that doesn't mean she can't make something more feminine once in a while. For VOA News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in May, Idaho.